Hello, my name is Father Alejandro Puello, and this is my reflection for the 30th Sunday of Ordinary Time. We read this weekend from Matthew 22, verses 34 through 40. And it's this, we've heard it 1,000 times. Teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? And Jesus' answer, we've heard it 1,000 times. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the greatest and the first commandment. The second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. The whole law and the prophets depend on these two commandments. Man, how I wish the Lord had stopped at this is the greatest and the first commandment. Because as some of us would say, I could get myself to love the Lord, my God, with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my mind. The problem is, well, all y'all. The problem is everybody else. The problem is my neighbor. Problem is loving my neighbor, right? This question that the Sadducees posed to Jesus is a trap again, as well. It's, teacher, which commandment in the law is the greatest? But we know this is a trap. How do we know? Because every offense to God is still an offense to God. Every breaking of a commandment, regardless of which one you broke, is still a sin. So a sin is a sin is a sin. Which is the greatest commandment of the law? All of them. This gets to the heart of the first problem we face with being truly faithful to the Lord, which is that we try to rank which of the commandments, which of the tenets of our faith are more important. But deep in the back of our head, deep in the recesses of our the darkest corners of our undealt with sinfulness, what's really happening a lot of times is we're falling in the temptation of saying, I fulfill this really important commandment of the law. I obey the Lord in this big thing, so I can excuse myself about these other 30 small ones. So, the problem with the question itself is that it leaves the door open to that temptation. If there is a greater commandment, then why can't I fulfill that one and kind of, sort of, maybe forget about the other ones? Which we do. If we didn't, we wouldn't walk into the confessional and say stuff like we say all the time. Oh, Father, I haven't done anything too bad. And then we proceed to say all our sins. But they're still sins. They're still offenses to God. They're still bad. And so we excuse ourselves. Well, at least I fulfilled the big one. Okay. That's the first part. The second is this. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. And I'm talking about real love, true love, which is the problem. The problem with fulfilling this commandment is that true love, real love, is based on the truth. And if we're very honest with ourselves, we have a really hard time loving ourselves well. The first sinner we're impatient with is ourselves. The first neighbor, person that we deal with, that we're intransigent with is ourselves. The first one that we excuse ourselves from intervening with is ourselves. You see, a lot of times when we hear love your neighbor as yourself, if we ask the question, how do I love myself? The answer is, I love myself by indulging myself, or by giving into my every sentiment and feeling, or by never straying away from comfort. How I love myself is by ignoring my faults, by giving into my self-centeredness, to my whims and temptations. You see, that's not real love. In fact, it's quite close to the opposite of love. And so, if the only love I have to offer myself is the meager love of self-centeredness, then I can only offer to my neighbor a version of that. Either the same or a reflection of it. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind, and your neighbor as yourself. The reason Jesus paired these, he lets us know in that very sentence. He says, then the law and the prophets depend on these two commandments. You want to love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind? Start by figuring out how to love your neighbor with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. But you're not going to learn to love your neighbor with all your heart, soul, and mind until you learn to love, truly love, the love that is humility and understanding and compassion, and that worries about growth and healing, the love that is based on the truth of yourself. Can I truly love my neighbor when I don't love myself enough to ask for forgiveness from those I've offended? Can I love my neighbor when I do not have the humility to seek correction, the courage to seek healing, the wisdom to seek advice, the poverty of spirit to go first to prayer? Heck, if I don't even pray for myself, why would I trust the kind or the quality of prayer I offer for my neighbor? If I am too proud to ask for help, why would I trust myself to offer any kind of real and effective and good help to my neighbor? If I do not figure out how to love myself enough to where it's real love, based on the truth, based on the way, based on the one who is the life, based on Christ, then I can't give what I don't have. And I certainly can't give what I am not humble enough to receive and ask for. And so, in many ways, what this passage reveals, what Jesus' answer to this question reveals is, in order to love the Lord my God with all my heart, soul, and mind, I have to figure out how to love my neighbor that way. And the first step to that is figuring out how to love myself properly. Because if the love I offer myself is meager and shriveled up in self-centeredness, then the love I will offer my neighbor will be the same or worse, and the love I offer God will be the same or much worse. So, where I want to end this is this. I appeal to you, I beg you, if you want to truly fulfill this command, Dare to love yourself enough to seek healing for what ails you. Emotionally, spiritually, physically. To ask for advice where you are lacking. To seek wisdom where you have been foolish. To go to reconciliation where you have been running away from the guilt and the shame of past sins. To work on your relationship with yourself and with God so that what you have to offer your neighbor is truly pure and good, so that then what you have offered your neighbor is an image of what you ultimately will offer God. You shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. But to get there, what kind of love are you offering yourself and therefore your neighbor? God bless.